Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Today is the 18th of April, and occasionally I like to go into the book of Proverbs and read whatever the day of the week is. If you've been a loyal listener to Hope Is Here over the years, you know that one of the things that really helped me grow in my faith is doing what is a really simple routine to do, taking each month, going through reading the proverb. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs, so most day months there are 30 days. Sometimes we have 31, though this time there was a leap year and actually had only 29 days sometimes, usually 28 in February, but you get the point. So today I'm going to share chapter 18 of Proverbs with you, and just a book written mainly by Solomon, considered the wisest man ever to live in that time. And I can tell you, I've done this off and on throughout the years, and it's just amazing the amount of wisdom and how I've read this in the morning during my quiet time. And yet, later that day, a situation will arise, and there'll be one of the verses in the chapter that just clearly will speak to my mind and my heart and my spirit, and I'll be able to apply it in the situation. So if you've never done this, or maybe you haven't done it for a while, I want to encourage you maybe to say, you know what, for starting today, I'm going to read through each day a proverb, whatever the day of the week is on the calendar. So let's look at some of the verses from chapter 18 in Proverbs that kind of spoken to me over the years and that I've got marked up in my Bible. And one of the verses that I really like, and, you know, we really need to hear this today, I think not for all young people, but for a lot it is, but sometimes even us adults need to be reminded. In chapter 18, verse 9 of Proverbs, it says, "One who is slack in his work is brother to one who destroys." And, you know, friends, I'm so thankful I had a mom and dad that really just instilled in me, and they modeled it, the value of having a good work ethic. And I'm so thankful that I have to admit I go to the other extreme sometimes of working too much. But you know what? I'm thankful I do have a work ethic because, one, God asked us to do that. And number two, it's why I've been able to survive and been provided for. You know, sometimes, friends, we see people that are successful and we say, man, I want what they want. But you know what? 99% of the people, they're not willing to pay the price. And I know that from seeing the people that I know that are quote unquote successful. And, you know, I know for even for me doing over 1,000 radio programs now, it's taken tremendous discipline, faithfulness, and loyalty to show up. And we've only repeated usually maybe one program a year, 1 week of programs a year, and it's usually the best of when we've done that. And but God has honored that effort, and I'm so thankful for that opportunity and the many wonderful guests that we've had. But maybe if you're struggling a little bit, it may be because maybe you're not working hard enough. And I don't mean just necessarily at your job, but whatever it is. And I think we can all be a little more efficient. And I know I'm not talking to everybody. Some people, you need to quit working so much. But whatever it is, but I know there's somebody I'm speaking to today or somebody that's watching on our YouTube channel. Maybe you're not putting in the effort that needs to be required. Verse 10 in Proverbs chapter 18 says, "The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." So I want to ask you today, friends, what are you running to? What is your source of hope and strength today? Is it Jesus, or is it other places that you're looking to it for? In a relationship, in your job, in your bank account, in your health, children, grandchildren. I mean, the enemy's good at putting those things that we look to for our identity and strength. But I remind you, friends, that the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous, which means God's children, we run to it and we can be safe there. I remember Proverbs 18, verse 12, a church had that in Cynthiana after the flood. And I was fortunate about a year after the flood when we had reopened and had an amazing recovery. I was fortunate to win the Business Person of the Year award by the Harrison County Chamber of Commerce. And So there was an article in the newspaper about that, and they put that Bible verse in there, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 12. Before a downfall, the heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. And they just actually put the last part of the verse there, humility comes before honor. And I can remember my office manager, Emily, saying to me, she said, "Did you see that Bible verse there?" On, it was First Baptist in Cynthiana, and I lived near there, and so I had to go by there on my work every day at the store. I said, "I sure did." She said, "Well, I thought about you winning that Business Person of the Year award, but wow, what a just tough time you went through with the flood." So a lot of humility came there. I said, "You know what? You're right. That is so, so true that that happened." And I'm just amazed, Lord, how God's word applies. And we need to be reminded of that. I know I do on a daily basis. Chapter 18, verse 15 in Proverbs says, "The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, for the ears of the wise seek it out." And, you know, friends, we know people that have good discernment. And we have people that, you know, they're good at listening, and they wisely seek it out. And I'm so thankful that I've got people in my life like that that help encourage me and talk to me and can get discernment. And maybe you have some people like that in your life. You need to be thankful for them. Maybe ask for others to do that. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16 says, "A gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great." You know, friends, obviously we take gifts a lot of times. We're thankful for stuff that people have done for us. And I always appreciate, no matter how small or big something is. And also I'm so thankful for a thank you note when people do that. And it's kind of become a old-fashioned thing that we don't, kind of a lost art, and people just don't do it like they used to. It's not old-fashioned. It shouldn't be, but thankful that my nieces and nephews have been well-trained in doing that, and so many other loved ones, and something that I try to do, but I know I can do better, and reading that proverb reminded me about doing that. Verse 17 in Proverbs chapter 18, as we're studying chapter 18 today in Proverbs, says, "In a lawsuit, the first to speak seems right until someone comes forward and cross-examines." And friends, to me, that when I read that, that's just a simple way of saying, you know, sometimes when we hear something that we're like, wow, you know, man, that's hard to believe. Sometimes we don't know the whole story. And a lot of times, and I have learned simply that there's always two sides to every story. And you know, sometimes if it sounds too good to be true, most time it is. But also, I know unless you've been in leadership positions, that there's times I used to think before I was in a leadership position, like being a business owner, being a senior pastor, being executive director of a nonprofit, that, you know, unless you sit in that same seat, you don't realize sometimes all that goes on behind the scenes and making a decision. And sometimes people, I know I've been protective of people and didn't want to hurt their reputation and have just kept my mouth shut, and yet had to make tough decisions such as terminating people, you know, eliminating their job. And I never forget, there was an employee of mine when I had the grocery store. Now it's been hard to believe, but over 25 years ago, but that I had to let him go one day because we had this one rule about something, and it wasn't that they about stealing or anything, something obvious, but just we had four certain times a year that you had to show up with inventories, and they were in a key position, and they decided not to come and work that day. And so I told them, unless you're in the hospital, you have a death in the family, we need you there because this is critical to our business. And so the person gave me no choice, but next time they came in, I had to terminate them, and they knew the rule, and so they weren't happy, but they said they understood. And the thing I'm thankful to say to you is that, in all honesty, while I led my staff meetings, sometimes I would read like some Proverbs, wisdom people, and sometimes this person would roll their eyes and kind of like, oh, goodness, we're doing this again. But even after I had to terminate them, and even though I think they really, you know, didn't care for my faith, my Christianity in the workplace, but I was a business owner, and that was all right for me to do. And this was back in the 90s, so I might not have been able to get away with that today. But all that being said, several months after this person left, unfortunately, they had I get a phone call one day, and it's this person, and they're crying, and they tell me that, I said, what is going on? They said, well, my grandson drowned in Harrington Lake, and, my child, one of her kids, it was their son and her grandchild, and said, we're just devastated. I just don't think we're going to make it, and I just need you to pray for me. And friends, that just spoke volume to me. I don't think I've done a very good job telling that story because I'm trying to be very protective of that person. But what I'm trying to say this to you is that when you honor God, okay, every place, but especially even in the workplace, okay, you may get criticized. You may get ridiculed. You may have to make hard decisions sometimes. But in the end, God's word is always honored. And when you honor God, He will honor you. And so when, quote unquote, push came to shove, when life became really, really hard, my faith, which may have seemed like a weakness at times, and in all honesty, I think that may have been why this person thought they could not show up for the inventory, and I wouldn't do anything about it. But they found out that, there were certain things that I did have and that I was going to enforce them and not to mistake my kindness for weakness. But also, when life got really, really painful, and we realized, friends, how little control over life we have, I was thankful that I think I'd hopefully exhibited Christ in a good way that they reached out to me out of all people. And I remember going to the funeral home for the visitation, and just this former staff member and just hugging me and sobbing me and thanking me for coming. And friends, never dreamed that would happen when I had to terminate them, and especially from this person that, like I said, kind of mocked a little bit of what I did with my faith and how I tried to exhibit that in the workplace. So I don't know who's listening to this today, but I believe somebody had to hear that. And I would encourage you to honor God and to make the tough decisions sometimes that you have to, even though it's not easy. If you're doing the right thing, God will honor it in His perfect timing. Let's go and look at Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. It says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Friends, that's just a really simple way of saying the words that you speak are just critical, okay? I mean, the tongue has the power of life and death, but I'm going to make it even more simple for you. If you're negative and you're critical all the time, one, you're going to be in a bad mood and you're never going to have optimism. And to be honest with you, people are not going to want to be around you, okay? You get a critical spirit, and it's easy. I've seen people that are followers of Jesus, and I've gotten there before myself, and I've been thankful when I've had people say to me, hey, when it's happened, it doesn't happen very often. I am a hopeful guy 95% of the time, but I've had my moments. I do want to say that, and I'm thankful I've had people that have said that to me. But I also want to say to you today, maybe the Holy Spirit may show you that you have a critical spirit. And if you're in a bad place mentally and emotionally, it could be because of the words that you're speaking. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope you'll take me up on this challenge to read a proverb a day. It'll do wonders for you and give you wisdom. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.